This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, August 27th. Well, the wheat markets fairly quiet yesterday. We started out firm. Markets couldn't hang on to those gains as we continued to slip and just at best trade sideways in this wheat complex. Minneapolis wheat pushing into new contract lows with harvest pressure in high gear, cutting a very big and good quality crop across much of the northern plains. And that is expected to stretch up into the Canadian prairies as well. In winter wheat, harvest is pretty much wrapped up nationwide. We're at 80% done in Montana compared to the 95% average. Spring wheat harvest is about 34% done in Montana compared to the 63% average. And nationwide, spring wheat harvest is at 38% compared to 65% average. So we're getting there. It's been a cool harvest season generally so far. There's been some intermittent rains, concerns about hail, of course. And so we're trying to get it home. It's been a hot summer and for many areas. And the crop just looks fabulous across much of the northern plains. So it's at this point, just try to get it in the bin as fast as you can. In other news, Egypt put out a tender yesterday afternoon. So far this morning, the lowest offer is from France. Russia is expected to be right in the mix as well, as probably Ukraine will be too. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. They've been pretty active in the market. Egypt has, buying almost every week. So it gives us a good overview of where world prices are. Obviously the lowest offer, but also where everybody else sits as far as a comparison into those key markets. Stats Canada will put out their grain production estimates tomorrow morning. Markets will be looking for that as well. Looking at decent production out of Canada following a pretty dry spring. So it's quite the paradox from here in the United States where it was quite wet. The further north you went into the prairies, the drier it got. And it took a while for them to kind of break that cycle. So the wheat markets this morning are very quiet. We're just mixed. Markets kind of waiting for the next piece of news to push this push this price one direction or the other. Of course, we're sitting at contract lows in Kansas City. Minneapolis is into new lows. Chicago's not quite into, you know, near their lows yet, but everything is pretty subdued, fairly quiet. And you know, the trade war certainly having an impact. Markets looking at economic activity around the world, noting that the strength in the dollar is certainly hurting our export prospects, but also that weakening economies. Some blame, at least part of the blame, on the trade war between U.S. and China. That doesn't look like it's going to get resolved anytime soon. So that's just going to continue to be a huge cloud over the market. And especially, obviously, the soybean market, but the other crops as well, not to mention a plethora of other products from our economy. So that's an issue. And again, doesn't look like it's going to be resolved anytime soon. So that's, we can't really look to trade as to be our next pillar of support. That said, export sales are running well ahead of last year. We're on pace to meet USDA's projections, which are pretty lofty. So that's encouraging. We picked up lots of small business, and even though we're not competing in Egypt, we're certainly picking up a lot of business everywhere else. So that's encouraging and should keep us on track at least for steady markets that we can compete in the broader market, maybe not into Egypt, but certainly in the broader market. We're paying pretty close attention to what's going on in Argentina and Australia for the next couple months. So far, both countries off to a decent start. Argentina off to a very good start. Some dryness being chattered about, but at this point, it's not a market mover, obviously. And Australia is still concerned with drought conditions in some of their regions, but that's not as intense as it has been the last couple of years, and frankly, just not a market mover. In the last 2 years, they've had significant drought, you know, major busts in production. It hasn't hardly moved the needle at all. You know, Russia's production has ramped up, but European production over the last, you know, this year is much better than last year, and the world is projected to have record carryout for this year. And that's taken into consideration Australia's probably kind of average crop. So again, even with a short crop out of Australia, it might offer some support, but I don't think it would turn us into a bull market. And corn would be the one thing, I think, at this point, if we get an early end to the growing season in corn, that would certainly be bullish for corn and pull wheat higher as well. Other than that, I just don't see what's going to move the needle here in this wheat complex. I would have to take a major event out of left field to really stoke some bullish attitudes. And that's, I don't know. You know, there's been some talk, and I don't know if I want to put this out there or not, but obviously I am, that the Russian missile that blew up a couple weeks ago and obviously spread some radiation, that happened over Western Russia. And there was some talk that the winds are going to blow it over Western Northern Russia down into the southern region of Russia. Well, that's prime grain growing country. Now, I haven't seen any news articles talking about concerns about that, or if, you know, if the radiation is actually drifting. But to note that that's where the missile blew up, that's where the radiation was found, and you know that it could spread in those directions certainly is cause for some notice. And that's all I've heard, that they're concerned that it would drift east and south. Well, that's grain country. That's the southern region is where most of their exportable supplies come from. And of course, just to the east of that, northeast of that, is the Volga area, major winter wheat country. So these are areas that do not want a radiation drift for sure. But we haven't heard of that. We haven't seen any evidence of it. But I'm just pointing out that from where the missile supposedly blew up, and where the radiation was discovered, there was concern that it would drift over those regions. And that's all I know. So just putting it out there, something to keep in the back of your mind, that if it pops up, it's not going to be a complete surprise to us. Other than that, I don't have anything for you. Labor Day holiday coming up, regular closed on Friday, and then a Monday night open. So markets probably will try to stay quiet ahead of a three-day weekend. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.